Let's talk about retirement. So are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you yearn for better returns. After real inflation charges and taxes, are you even making a profit? With food, clothing, rent all more than doubling over the last 10 years, you need to do something different. Gambling on Robinhood or stocks might lose you the lot. And like thousands of others, you want to retire stress-free. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold could be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth a dollar. In 1893, for example, in mint condition, it is now worth more than $3,250, a staggering increase of 325,000%. That's a return of over 2,500% a year. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com or call 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Let's talk about our health. A new study reveals that a tiny fish in the Amazon is able to survive piranha bites. Here's how. The three-striped coria small catfish is able to survive multiple bites from piranhas completely unfazed. The secret lies inside its specialized scales. Scientists found that these fish are able to survive piranha bites due to their collagen and their unique scales. Just as collagen is the main protein that protects these fish, collagen is also possibly the most important protein inside us humans. Get multi-collagen for 51% off today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2432. And today's date is March 21st, 2021. And the title of the episode is March Madness. Public will know soon. When does a bird sing? Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, everything the deep state, the D's, the mainstream media, the corrupt politicians, the central bank, everything that they did through this pandemic that they pushed using fear, using statistics, rigging the PCR test, it is now completely falling apart on them. Yes, they need to pay off certain individuals. Yes, they need to raise taxes. Yes, they need to borrow and borrow and borrow. This is all part of the Patriots' plan to expose the entire economic system, to show the people the difference between a system that is imploding and a system that appreciates. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing two different systems that are now battling each other. And the people are going to make up their mind which system they want to be in. Now, there's one system, which is this private Western Central Bank. That system has a dollar that continually devalues, a system that is rigged against the people of the United States. It's controlled, it's centralized by a private Western Central Bank. That system is falling apart. Those same people want us to move into their new system, which would be more control, not just economically, socially. Now, the people are going to see the difference. They're going to see the difference between a system that is imploding and a system that protects your wealth. We're at the beginning stages of all of this. People are taking notice. Yes, a lot of people are skeptical. A lot of people say, well, this is kind of odd. It's kind of strange. It must be a bubble. It must be something that the private Western Central bankers are doing. I can't get into it yet. And that's understandable. It's understandable because we've been tricked before. But as time goes on and people see the difference and people see what is happening, especially when gold and silver, once the manipulation stops, where the private Western Central bankers lose control and it catches up to what Bitcoin is doing, people are going to start to believe. Yes, that day is approaching. But first, what the Patriots needed to do. They needed to show the people the difference between a system that is not controlled by a private Western Central Bank, what that system can do, and the difference between a system that continually loses value over time. We'll be discussing a little bit more about this, but we can see with what the Fed is doing right now, and I do believe that Trump, the Patriots, they trapped the Fed, because remember, when Trump came into his presidency, he wanted the Fed to stop raising rates because we knew what they were trying to do back then. They were trying to crash the economy. The Fed stopped raising rates. The Fed started to lower the rates. The Fed started stimulus. Once the Fed started this once again and pumped up the economy, there was no going back. And this is what we're seeing today. The Fed is trapped in what Trump did. Yes, in the beginning stages, when the Fed lowers the rates and pushes stimulus, it's like a drug to the economy. The economy takes off. But over time, what happens? You need more stimulus. You need to lower the rates even more. The economy starts to fall apart. This is why Europe is having such a difficult time right now, because they've done all of this. Here in the United States, what the deep state, what the private Western Central Bank was planning, they were planning to raise the rates, stop stimulus, and have the system fall apart under Trump's watch. Or if Hillary Clinton was elected, it would be with a great war. They don't have that ability anymore. So they're trapped in what Trump has done. And now the D's, and remember, this is all on display for the people, and this is what this is all about, because you must show the people the truth. They're ready to raise taxes. We're already seeing fuel prices skyrocket. People are like, whoa, what is this? The fuel prices are out of control, which means people have less to spend. Once the new tax rate hits, especially for estate taxes when you pass away, people are really going to start to notice the difference, especially when the corporate tax rate is brought up to 28%, maybe even higher. People are going to notice the difference. Actually, corporations in New York City, they're already scrambling right now. 20 top finance and tech firms in New York City are on the verge of leaving for Florida. Why? Because the Empire State, they're getting ready to unveil their $7 billion tax package. Do you think they're just going to sit by and say, hey, yeah, this sounds good? Of course, what do you think businesses are going to do? They're either going to pay more taxes or they're going to move and escape that. We're going to see this happen a lot in many, many states. Actually, once Biden's tax package, if it ever passes, if it does pass, you're going to see companies scramble. This is what the deep state, the central bank has done in the past. How do you get rid of companies? How do you destroy small businesses? Well, you add regulation, you add taxes, and you force companies out of the U.S. with this, or you destroy small businesses. They're going back to their original plan before Trump. Why is it so noticeable now? Because remember, Trump reversed everything. Now, what's very interesting is that out of We the Media, they put out this graphic, and we've seen this graphic before, but now what they have done here is they took inflation, they took the dollar, and they added Bitcoin to it. Before, you could see it with gold, but let's just use Bitcoin. You can actually use this with gold too, but Bitcoin, since Bitcoin is at $57,000 for a coin, that means it takes 57,000 Federal Reserve notes to get one Bitcoin. Actually, if you look at the U.S. debt clock, you can see from what they're showing on this usdebtclock.org, it takes, if gold was not manipulated, it takes 35,000 Federal Reserve notes to buy 1 ounce of gold. Almost where Bitcoin is today. Very interesting. Actually, it's probably a lot higher. But when you look at this, you can see inflation and it says $20, it can buy you, in 1929, it can buy you a cart of groceries. Then they fast forward to 1960, the cart is half full, the same $20 can only buy you a half a cart of groceries in the 60s. In 2014, there's only a couple of items. Same thing in 2018, 2020. Now, in 2012, if you look at Bitcoin, back in 2012, one Bitcoin could buy you the same amount of groceries that the $20 could buy you in 2020. But in 2013, you can now buy a computer. In 2017, you were able to purchase a car. Compared to 2018, there was only a couple of groceries in the cart. In 2018, you'd be able to buy a house. Maybe not. Maybe a very small house. In 2020, at 57,000, or 2021, which is 57,000, you can probably buy a small house someplace or a very nice car, compared to the same shopping cart where you can buy what? A couple of groceries for the same $20. That's the difference. You can see that Bitcoin is maintaining your wealth. This is what I mean by you must show the people. And I do believe that this is the beginning stages. As more and more people become comfortable, as you can see that Bitcoin is not dropping. Now, don't get me wrong. The deep state, the central bank, they're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to control this. Because once this gets out of hand, they are doomed. So does that mean that we're not going to see Bitcoin go down? No, of course we are. We've seen it in the past. They're going to try to suppress it just like they did with gold and silver. A little different right now because they have full control over the gold and silver market with the paper market. The decentralized cryptocurrency is a little bit more difficult to control. Yes, they can have a whale out there that might have billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin. They might drop that to try to bring the price down. They might try to push out bad news, which we've seen them do in the past. But what always happens? That news, or whatever they try to do, completely disappears. And people say, well, wait a minute. If I can use this to purchase groceries now, if I can use this to get paid in, if I can use this to pay for items on the internet, this is a much, much more than just a phase. It's something I can use. It's a separate currency, which is not controlled by the central bank. It's a separate currency that is not controlled by the elite, the establishment. And that's what people are going to see as we move forward. Yes, we might see those downturns. Actually, when you see those downturns, and this is just my personal opinion, this is what I do, I wait for it because I know they will be coming. And I pick up some more crypto or I pick up more gold and silver. Actually, if you started way, way back with gold and silver and crypto, you'd be sitting here saying, okay, I bought this at 5,000. Now it's at 50,000. I bought gold at 1,100, 1,200. It's at 1,700, 1,800. And I think gold and silver are going to go a lot higher. Remember, the central bank, they're struggling to maintain control right now. It's not the other way around. They're struggling to protect their system so people don't see their system imploding. This is why they attack gold and silver. This is why they attack Bitcoin. It's not because they have power. It's because they're panicking. Because once they can't control it anymore, it's game over. And this is what people are being shown right now. They're being shown the difference. Just like with Biden's stimulus package, the one that they pushed through, his stimulus package went to the people to bring manufacturers back. The tariffs placed on China, that was to help the farmers, to bring those funds back to the U.S. Biden's stimulus package is to pay off the establishment. This is why it doesn't have to be spent right now. This is why only 9% of it is going to the people. It's not to help manufacturers. This is why his tax plan will not benefit the people. Look already. They're already clarifying how, it's not $400,000 per individual. It's actually $200,000 per individual. And you know they don't stop there. They continue on. Because as time goes on, It won't be 200,000. It'll be 100,000. This is the same narrative, the agenda that we've seen in the past. We're only going to tax the wealthy, the middle class, the upper wealthy, the lower class. You don't have to worry about it. We know what happens over time. They get everyone. Remember, forget about what they're saying. Look at their actions. And this is the big difference. The people are now being shown it all. Because the people must be shown. You have to see it to believe it. You have to understand it. And you have to realize what's really happening. And as time goes on, and you see more and more of this, and you see how things are separating, and how there's one system, and there's another system, and the system that protects your wealth, that benefits the people, how that continually grows, and it grows, and gets stronger and stronger. The central bank, the deep state, the mainstream media, they're going to lose out. Because the people, in the end, they will decide what system they want to use. Now, let's talk about retirement. Now, you know inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, well, it just won't let you keep it up or make a profit. You need a different approach. Precious metals, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing money. An IRA or 401k with Noble Gold is the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine, rare, Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. So find out more. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com or call 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. After that winter wake-up call and the breakdown of the power grid, nobody can deny we're all quite vulnerable. We saw power grid failures and severe weather made the food supply chain come to a grinding halt in many parts of the country. And whenever that happens, people suffer. That's why it's smart to prepare in advance for these disasters by stocking up on long-term storage emergency food. Food that stays fresh up to 25 years so you never go hungry. I strongly recommend My Patriot Supply, America's leader in self-reliance. They're the only source I use for emergency food planning. And right now you can save $50 off of 4 weeks supply of delicious meals that give you 2,000 plus calories a day. That's what you'll need to survive the next disaster. And saving $50 is impossible to pass up, but supplies are limited. So go to preparewithx22.com and stock up now. That's preparewithx22.com. There's no time to lose. Do it now. Now, this entire plan that Trump and the Patriots put together when Trump, even before Trump was elected, it was to dismantle the deep state system. Dismantle the private Western central bank, dismantle the mainstream media. And what we are witnessing right now is we're witnessing it in real time, how it's being dismantled. Now, a lot of people had expectations. They thought, oh, the military was going to march in with helicopters and soldiers, arrest everyone, go into the mainstream media, arrest these individuals. But we need to remember, without the public support, without the people seeing all of this, it would have been very difficult. And yes, Trump came out with hydroxychloroquine right before the pandemic or during the first part of the pandemic. And the mainstream media, the deep state, they went crazy over it. Now, yes, there are different agendas. He was testing them to see how they would respond. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots, they took a different tact. Because they knew that they were going to use all assets. He knew that they were going to try to create chaos if he tried to do anything, like a civil war. They knew that they would use censorship to shut everything down. Now, what have we been experiencing? We've experienced a lot of this. Trump, the Patriot, and the Patriots, they knew that there had to be a different way. And the way was to show the American people the truth, to expose everything that they've been trying to do. And how do you do that? Well, you need to make them go to the extreme. You need them to lie, and I'm talking about the deep state, lie to the people, tell them one thing, and then do something completely different. You need organizations to sue the mainstream media and show how the mainstream media doesn't use facts, but they use opinions disguised as facts to shape their narrative. You need to show the people how they would go ahead and hide the cure to a pandemic so they can push their agenda. You need to show the people how they would create an insurrection when there really wasn't an insurrection. This is what Trump and the Patriots have been doing. Now, people around the world, they're reaching the precipice of destruction. Now, around the world, people are protesting and saying no more masks. We're done with the lockdowns. And this is happening all across the globe. Denmark, Belgium, Australia, UK, United States. It's happening almost everywhere. And the people, they're tired of this. Now remember, everyone's going to reach the precipice at different points on different things. But when you're throwing all of this at the people, well, they can only take so much. And we'll be talking about all of this a little bit later in this report. But first, I want to go back to Biden tripping up the stairs here. And the Biden administration came out and said, well, the reason why he tripped, it was because it was very, very windy that day. And that's why he tripped three times. But he's okay. Well, it seems that he didn't really fall because of the wind. Because when you look at the weather during that day, winds were about 14 miles per hour. So it wasn't really that windy. And we can see that Dan Scavino, he came out and he explained, and this is on Facebook, he explained what they do if it's really, really windy when you're climbing the stairs to the 747. And this is what he wrote. Biden White House says he fell because of the wind. Here is a behind-the-scenes fact. If it's windy, they drop down the lower steps of Air Force One, and we would enter the plane that way after walking off Marine One. The lower steps were not out because it was not windy. They're lying to you again, but you all probably already know that. Yes, we do already know that. And look how they try to shape the narrative on why he fell while he was walking up the stairs. And this is from CJ Truth on Telegram. It says, then CNN, why the Donald Trump West Point ramp story actually matters. Now, CNN, White House says Biden is 100% fine after he tripped boarding Air Force One. You can see the difference between the two stories. Plus, we see social media companies like Instagram, they're not allowing this video to be shown. And this is what it says. Your story goes against our community guidelines. Story moved for violence and incitement. How is Biden tripping up the stairs? Violence and incitement. It doesn't make sense. Then we have Dan Scavino. He tweeted out, remember that picture of the water? And it looks like a sunset or the sunrise. This was on March 19th at 9:57. So if you go back to 9:57, you go to post 9:57. This is March 18th, 2018. It says, why are trips allowed? Coincidence? Maybe, but I don't believe in coincidences. I do believe everything that we see in the Q posts, this was set up to give us the proper information that we need to go after the mainstream media, to go after the corrupt politicians, to go after the deep state, the central bank. And that's why it was put in place to counter what the mainstream media and what these individuals are trying to tell us. Now, what's very interesting is that Rasmussen did a poll, and half of American voters do not believe Biden is in charge of the presidency. Well, we've known a couple of people out there, like Grinnell and others, who've been telling us that Biden is not in charge. And I think we all know that. We know that he's a puppet, and there are puppet masters controlling him. Now, what's very interesting is that they tried to get rid of Marjorie Taylor Greene. They tried to have her expelled from Congress. Now, they went ahead and they suspended her Twitter account. And then, of course, they said, oh, it was just an error. You know, it was just that one of those errors that pops up. And now it seems their entire effort is completely falling apart. Why? Because Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to get involved in this. She dismissed a move to expel Marjorie Taylor Greene. Pelosi said she didn't want to be involved with the effort to kick out a freshman representative. Because she couldn't find a reason. Why? Because she doesn't like what they're saying? I mean, Nancy went ahead with impeachment and there were no reasons, but they knew they had to stop Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're not that worried about. Actually, other congressmen and women are very worried about her because she's countering everything that they say and they don't like this and she's putting out the truth, so they're trying to shut her up. Why do you think Twitter brought down her Twitter account? Now, Biden, he's having a very tough time. His entire administration and the mainstream media, but now the mainstream media is a little sick and tired of Biden and his administration putting them off. Things are starting to change right now because we have a crisis at the border. They don't want to admit to it, just like they didn't want to admit to riots. And finally, they had to because they saw their internal polls. The same thing's happening at the border. Look how many children are down there. They're in cages. They're being held. This is during this pandemic and this dark winter where they're allowing all these individuals over the border. I thought this was so deadly and so dangerous. We had to keep the borders closed because of the pandemic. But it's okay to open them up for these individuals who are not really being tested. Now, right now, the number of migrant children that are held in U.S. custody surged past 15,000. 5,000 unaccompanied minors alone being held in tent-holding facilities run by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. And the honeymoon, I think, is over for the Biden administration because now they're calling it a blackout at the border. Why? Because the reporters aren't being allowed down there. I thought Biden was going to have the most transparent administration ever. It seems that that's backfiring. Why don't they want people down there? Because it would ruin everything they're trying to do. Remember, everything that we're witnessing right now, everything that Trump did, he did it on purpose. Remember, the first part of the plan was make America great again. Once you have America looking pretty darn good down at the border, the economy, manufacturers coming back, removing regulations, removing the ridiculous penalty on health insurance, renegotiating trade deals, putting certain things into place where people prosper. When the deep state, when the central bank, when they reverse all of this, what do you think happens? It's noticeable. Basically, what Trump and the Patriots have done here, they've taken the cameras, the spotlight, and focused it on Biden. He's on stage now. This is a show. That's what we're watching. This was done on purpose. Why do you think it was Make America Great? Now we're going to have to save America. It was a setup. Now let's take this a step further. Remember, Q has always told us about the mainstream media, how they're liable. And it seems that things are starting to break down for the mainstream media. Something very important just happened with Project Veritas and the New York Times. Because a New York Supreme Court judge excoriated the New York Times, ruling that they used reckless disregard and acted with actual malice. They acted with actual malice when two of their reporters deceptively presented opinions as facts in several articles denigrating whistleblower organization Project Veritas. Now, this is what James O'Keefe tweeted out. This win in Project Veritas versus the New York Times. Our attorneys confirmed this is the only case they are aware of where the New York Times lost on motion to dismiss without appeal since 1965, and the first case ever where the New York Times lost under New York's new anti-slap laws enacted last year. We're making history, folks. Then we had James Turley. He put out an article saying that this is a game changer. And this is what he wrote, and this is portions of it. In a 16-page decision, New York Supreme Court Justice Charles Wood ruled against the newspaper's motion to dismiss and found that Project Veritas has shown sufficient evidence that the New York Times might have been motivated by actual malice and acted with reckless disregard in several articles written by Maggie Astor and Tiffany Sue. The decision will allow the project access to discovery, which can be extremely difficult for news organizations. The opinion is interesting because it calls out the New York Times for blurring the line between opinion and fact. It is a common complaint as major news medias yield to the echo chamber and model of journalism, appealing to the bias of readers or viewers in offering slanted coverage. The issue is whether Project Veritas should be given a chance to prove it, to prove its case, and the court found that it should. Note that this is not a finding of actual malice, but it will allow the project to plunge into discovery, including depositions and a possible trial. In the end, the court finds that there is sufficient evidence of actual malice by the New York Times to proceed in this case. The opinion could prove a critical shot across the bow for many in the media that the blurring of opinion and fact could come at a high price. Didn't Trump say that the New York Times was going to end up completely destroying itself under its own weight? I think it has begun. Think about what we're witnessing right now. A lot of the things that were in the Post, the Q Post, are now coming true now. It has begun. And you can see it with Governor Cuomo. You can see it with Whitmer. You can see it with the New York Times. You can see it down at the border. You can see it with the economy. You see it everywhere. And everything that the deep state, the mainstream media is trying to do, well, it's not working. This is going to wake up the people. Yes, the mainstream media might not be reporting on this, but remember, most of the people are not getting their information from the mainstream media. They're going to hear it from someone else. It's going to be posted on social media. Yes, social media might try to censor all of this, which they probably will. But do you think Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, do you think this is the only social media platforms? Things are about to change. Things are going to change like we've never seen before. And a lot of these social media platforms, they will cease to exist. Now, what's very interesting, and we'll be discussing that a little bit later in this report. What's very interesting is that they were trying to really build up this whole Atlanta massage parlor shooting. Now, remember, this was not just against Asians. There were two white people that were shot there. So this kind of puts a wrench in their story. Plus, this is something they really didn't want. Plus, we have FBI Director Christopher Wray out there saying, listen, this is not really a racially motivated case here. We're not seeing any of the signs. Actually, the shooter said it wasn't based on race. So this is completely falling apart. Yes, Hollywood, the mainstream media, the corrupt politicians, yes, they're going to try to push this. But their entire narrative is starting to fall apart. The same thing out in the Middle East. Remember what Trump did. And all of this was done on purpose because he knew once these individuals got into place, they were going to try to move very, very quickly to reverse what he did. This is why he released the peace deal very late in the game. It was done on purpose, so it was fresh in people's minds. Peace all over the Middle East. Troops coming home from Afghanistan. And now we have Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He made an announcement he's going to be visiting Afghanistan. Why? Because there's a deadline looming, May 1st. Yes, we're hearing reports that troops might not come home until November. We'll have to see how this plays out. But we also see something happening in North Korea. Remember, Trump on purpose made peace with North Korea, got to know Kim Jong-un, wrote letters to him, so the clowns couldn't see what was going on. The first president to walk across the DMZ to meet Kim Jong-un in North Korea. And now we've come to learn that the UN says there's no international staff left in North Korea. They've left because of the pandemic. Remember, the pandemic, it could be used for many different purposes. And I do believe the Patriots have used it to their advantage. Yes, the deep state, the central bank, they've been using it to push their agenda. But I do believe the Patriots also used it to push. Let's talk about your health. The keto diet is one of the quickest ways to achieve a younger looking appearance and burn fat. The diet has been shown time and time again in studies to flatten stomachs, burn belly fat, and give unparalleled anti-aging benefits. The problem, however, is that following a strict keto diet is difficult, if not impossible, for the average person. Eating just one bite of the wrong type of food or supplement can reverse the effects of all the hard work you put in that day. That's why I highly recommend my favorite Keto Power. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get keto with X22 for 51% off now by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. A new study reveals that a tiny fish in the Amazon is able to survive piranha bites. Here's how. The three-striped coria small catfish is able to survive multiple bites from piranhas completely unfazed. The secret lies inside its specialized scales. Scientists found that these fish are able to survive piranha bites due to their collagen in their unique scales. Just as collagen is the main protein that protects these fish, collagen is also possibly the most important protein inside us humans. Get multi-collagen for 51% off today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Their agenda to counter what they're trying to do here. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that the Tanzanian president, he passed away, and it seems like it was a heart condition, not COVID. And he was someone they needed to get rid of because he's the individual that decided to take a pawpaw, which is a fruit, and a sheep, send that in to see if it turns out that they had COVID or not. And it turns out that a fruit can get COVID and a sheep can get COVID, which is completely fake, phony, and false. He's also an individual who is an anti-vaxxer. And it seems, coming from Freedom Israel, put this out in a tweet, this individual said the following. The reining in of Tanzania's dead president was called for in an article supported by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Here we see the rewriting of history by changing the code. Now, remember, this individual, he did have a heart condition. And we know there are weapons that can force someone to have a heart attack, especially if they have a heart condition. We've seen this in the past. Actually, the CIA has a gun that can point and they can have someone have a heart condition. I believe there's better technology out there today, but I'm wondering if there was a hit job. Now, like I said in the beginning, the world is definitely waking up. They're reaching the precipice of destruction because thousands upon thousands of people around the globe, they are protesting. What are they protesting about? Lockdowns and masks. These people are hitting the precipice of destruction. Where are we seeing these protests? We're seeing them in London, Germany, France, Sweden, the Netherlands, Australia, Belgium, Japan, Vienna, Denmark, and a lot of other places. This is the Great Awakening. People are tired. They know they don't need to wear masks. They know the lockdowns don't work. They know the 6 feet or the 3 feet apart, that doesn't work. This was made up. None of this is backed by science. This was made up by politicians to control the people, period. That's it. And now people are saying enough is enough. Yes, the world is now fighting back. Yes, people are seeing it. People are saying it's enough. And this is going to continue. Just like we saw the silent majority. The silent majority that backed Trump, they expressed this in all different ways. Through boat parades, through tractor rallies, through car parades, going to Trump's rallies by the thousands upon thousands. You didn't see this with Biden because nobody supported Biden. This is the people now starting to stand up. We're going to see a lot more of this. And we're also starting to see the mainstream media, they're starting to admit that these rules of lockdowns and being 6 feet apart, well, this wasn't a good idea by the CDC. Well, the CDC doesn't have science behind this. And this is what the CNBC actually admitted to. This 6 foot distancing requirement has probably been the single costliest mitigation tactic that we've employed in response to COVID. Think about this for a second. They're admitting that this was a terrible idea. Do you think masks are a good idea? No, we're going to find out They were the worst thing we could possibly have ever done. Everything that they did was the worst thing we could have done. There is no science behind it whatsoever. But we can see that things are changing. Trump and the Patriots, they knew that if Trump stayed as president, the deep state, the central bank, they would have never let this go. Even with the vaccine that Trump was pushing out there, Trump knew he had to remove himself from the optics. They never expected him to release the vaccine in 2020. Once he did that, he cornered the pharmaceutical companies, the mainstream media, the deep state, and the central bank. Remember, their entire narrative was, the only way out of this is with a vaccine. Because if we don't have a vaccine, we're going to be stuck with this, maybe to 2022, 2023, 2024. Trump brought out the vaccine in 2020. He knew that he needed to counter everything that they were trying to do. And then he knew he had to remove himself from the picture. Biden now had the vaccine. Yes, they're trying to keep control of this, but no one's believing anymore. How do we know this? Well, people are starting to travel now. The TSA is reporting that they're seeing a huge number of travelers once again. They screened about 1.4 million travelers. And more people are now traveling like they've never seen before. People are no longer afraid. Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. They knew they had to counter this because more people would have died with the lockdowns, with the masks and everything else. Now, what's very interesting is that during this pandemic and this dark winter, as they keep saying, Biden has no problem securing hotel rooms for migrants. Now, think about it. They've been telling us, don't travel, don't go on trips. You shouldn't be in hotel rooms, but the migrants can go to the hotel rooms. No problem. Wait a minute. Who's paying for the hotels? That's right. We the people. In the meantime, what else is happening? Well, why these individuals are allowed into the hotels, you know, the illegals crossing the border illegally, Americans who own businesses, maybe restaurants in Michigan or other places, they're being arrested for violating COVID rules. Think about this for a second. The illegals came into the country illegally, breaking a law, and they're put up in hotels. An American who owns a business, who services other Americans in this country, if they open up their business, they're arrested. Does this make any sense? No, the people are seeing this. And if you look at this, this is what we shut down for. Look at what we shut down for. COVID-19 as a pandemic, it has a 0.03% death rate. Actually, it's continually going lower every single day. Why would we shut down for this? This is like the flu. There's no reason to. I know they keep talking about cases and things like that. You realize as they keep saying there's cases and there's no death, it means that this is not dangerous. That's what this means. And we know that the WHO, as soon as Biden was inaugurated, they changed how they calculated the PCR test. They didn't go out to 40 cycles anymore. And this is why the cases have been dropping. All they did was play with cycles, statistics, and the mainstream media used fear. That is it. I mean, why did Trump mention HCQ? Yes, he was testing the mainstream media, the deep state, to see how they would react. But what was the other reason? Well, we come to find out from the FDA that the vaccines have an emergency use authorization. And the pharmaceutical companies, they can only get emergency use authorization if no other treatment exists. Well, there isn't another treatment. It's called HCQ. This is why they had a fight against that. Plus, they needed to fight against this because if people knew there was a cure, they wouldn't be able to have the pandemic. The pandemic would just disappear. Trump decided to mention HCQ because he was testing the waters. He wanted to see how they reacted. And what did he do? He countered all of this with a vaccine. Now, with this type of virus, where the death rate is so low, where actually the recovery rate is 99.99X, why would you need a vaccine you wouldn't. You wouldn't need it. But Trump knew that there were certain individuals that were so caught up in fear that this was the only way. And he knew how to counter it because the deep state, the mainstream media told him how to do it. They never expected him to produce anything. They knew that this would never get done. Remember, Trump's a businessman. Trump gets things done. They underestimated him at every turn. And he knew that he could counter them because he just gave them the answer. Now, what's very interesting is that Cuomo's accuser, Lindsay Boylan, she is leading the impeachment protest. No, we don't want Cuomo to be resigned. We want him to be impeached and to go to jail for killing all those people in nursing homes. Same thing with Whitmer and the rest. These people have to be held accountable. And we knew that this was coming back in May in 2020. No, we didn't see anything right away. Remember, the wheels of justice, it just doesn't happen overnight. There are certain processes. There are certain things that they have to go through. And we've known this. But again, future does prove past. We're seeing it happen right now. And with this whole January 6th riot, this whole thing was done to show the people what an insurrection looks like. Now that the people know this, they're going to know what a real insurrection is. And the mainstream media, the corrupt politicians, they fell right into Trump's trap. And they used Sitnik this whole time. Sitnik, they reported on being hit with a fire extinguisher, being dragged down steps. All of it was fake. They lied about it. And now Judicial Watch, they are suing for information on Brian Sitnik. They want to know, what did he actually die from? Because he didn't die that day. He didn't die by being bashed in the head with a fire extinguisher. He died of something else. Most likely, it could have been a stroke or something else that was completely unrelated to what happened on January 6th. But we'll find out from Judicial Watch when they get that information. Now, it seems that things are really heating up in the election fraud arena. Remember, Trump, he has many cards to play. He has Durham waiting in the wings. He has all the evidence of election fraud from the Space Force. And in the meantime, he's changing, not just him, but the legislatures in all the different states. They're investigating the elections. They're changing the election laws. This was done on purpose. How do you introduce voter ID? How do you introduce legislation? You need an event. How would you make changes to the election? You need an event. This is why Q told us that 2020 plus was going to be safeguarded. Not 2020, 2020 plus. Now, what's very interesting is we know that Brad Raffensperger, he's behind a lot of this. And it seems that this individual, he tried to become a delegate to his county convention from his own precinct, but he was denied by the Fulton County Republicans. So they know all about him. They voted him down. Then in Arizona, we come to find out that the Arizona legislators, they have ordered a recount of 2.1 million ballots for the 2020 presidential election. This time it's going to be done by hand. And this is what they released. They said they will conduct a broad and detailed audit, adding that they will test voting machines, scan ballots, look for IT breaches, and perform a hand count. Oh, this is going to be very, very damaging. We're going to have to see how this all turns out. Plus, in Antrim County, Michigan, they voted unanimously to hand count every ballot cast in an upcoming primary, avoiding the use of Dominion voting machines. It seems that things are changing right now in the election realm, and this is being done on purpose. Trump knew, the Patriots knew. Remember, remove your expectation of time. Remember, we're breaking and exposing the deep state, the fraud, the entire system. It's not just about one little thing. Trump, the Patriots, they had to bring it all down. They had to expose it to the people. They had to put it front and center. And if you're going to bring down, like, say, the mafia, do you think this happens in one day? No. Now, take bringing down a mafia and expand that to 1,000 times larger. That's the deep state system, because it involves the central bank system. It involves the mainstream media. It involves Hollywood, sports. It involves all of this. Crimes against humanity, treason, sedition. It's all of it together. Multiple organizations. Remember, it was infiltration from within. It doesn't mean they just infiltrated the White House. They infiltrated everything. The school system, colleges, and everything else. And this is what Trump and the Patriots, this is what they're going up against. Remember, this plan is to bring down the entire system. Now, what's very interesting is Trump put out a statement, and this is what he put out about the Supreme Court and elections. It says the following. The New York Times did a story today saying that the various Republican groups, many of them outstanding, are rallying on false claims that conservative activists are finding that the best way to raise money and keep voters engaged is to make Donald J. Trump's biggest fabrication, election fraud. Their top priority, sadly, the election was rigged, and without even going into detail, of which there is much, totally game-changing. Democrats could not get Republican legislatures in swing states to approve many of the voting changes which took place before the election, which is mandated under the Constitution of the United States. For that reason alone, we had an illegitimate election. And what's very interesting, he capitalized illegitimate election. The Supreme Court and other courts were afraid to rule. They were gutless and will go down in history as such. No wonder so much money is being raised on this issue. And law-abiding people have every right to do so. He's absolutely right. So what's very interesting is that when you look at his statement, he capitalized illegitimate election and he capitalized election was rigged. Now, I want to go back to Justice Thomas and his dissenting opinion. And this is what he wrote. One wonders what this court waits for. We failed to settle this dispute before the election and thus provide clear rules. Now, we again fail to provide clear rules for future elections. The decision to leave election law hidden beneath a shroud of doubt is baffling. By doing nothing, we invite further confusion and erosion of voter confidence. Our fellow citizens deserve better and expect more of us. I respectfully dissent. Now, I want to go back to post 4494. This is June 22nd, 2020. And it says the following. Is this about the virus or the election? Manipulated polls meant to legitimize rigged election results. The election was not rigged. All the polls demonstrated Biden's clear lead across the country. Example, what happens if China successfully duplicates clones selected ballots, battleground states? What happens if coordination exists with select states to deliver printing and paper ballot receipts, secrets to select foreign adversaries? Nothing to lose, logical thinking. Right there, Q let us know exactly what they were doing. The ballots, rigged the election. We all knew this. And what's very interesting is that we know that Trump, Sidney Powell, and the rest, they were going in front of the courts to show election fraud. Now, none of the courts actually accepted the cases. And what we've come to find out is that Hillary Clinton's attorney, this individual is behind nearly every major 2020 election lawsuit from the left, is now inserting himself into a lawsuit in Iowa where Pelosi's Democrats are trying to steal a seat won by a Republican. This attorney is Mark Elias. He was involved in the Steele dossier, which was, we know, that made-up report that went after Trump. But this individual was involved in nearly every case involved across the country, every election case. He was involved in the court case in Wisconsin, arguing for drop boxes for ballots in the state in the 2020 election, despite no provisions in Wisconsin. He was involved in the two cases in Georgia and all the other cases. Now, that is very interesting that this individual, who's Hillary Clinton's attorney, was involved in these cases. Do you think Trump and the Patriots, you think they knew this? I think so. Peter Navarro was out there. He was on the War Room. And he says that stolen elections have consequences. Remember, Trump, Sidney Powell, and the rest, they have not shown the evidence as of yet. Remember, the courts dismissed the cases before they could show anything. They didn't even want to see it. They didn't even want to hear it. Why is Trump and the Patriots, why are they holding on to the evidence? They're waiting for the right time to use it. Why? Because he knew that if they just went in with the military and everything else, the deep state, they would have created a civil war like we've never seen before. Let's go back to post 3608. This is November 20th, 2019. It says all assets, foreign domestic, being deployed. Some who once supported POTUS sleepers have will turn puppets and puppet masters. Have they? After the election, there were sleepers. They turned against Trump, didn't they? Control of narrative equals control of public opinion. Control of public opinion equals power. Everything is at stake. Old guard power structure being destroyed. Washington's civil war, control the narrative. Prevent exposure of the truth. Self-preservation. Fighting for survival. Information warfare. Trump and the Patriots, they all knew this was coming. This was part of their plan. They knew that these people would turn. They wanted to see who they were. Trump wanted to see the board. Optics are very important. Now, what's very interesting is that Trump's Mar-a-Lago, part of it is closed due to a COVID outbreak. Now, this is coming from anonymous sources. They don't want to reveal who they are. Now, of course, this is what the mainstream media uses to create their fake stories. Do you think Trump and the Patriots, they put out a fake story to say this is why Mar-a-Lago is closed? You think something else is going on there? I do believe so. Why do I say this? Well, Mike Pompeo, he put out a tweet. It says, happy first birthday, Mercer. Now, this is a picture of his dog, Dog Comms. This was put out at 9:51. Let's go back to post 9:51. What does it say? This is March 15, 2018. It says, March Madness. Public will know soon. And then we have Dan Scavino. We have Trump walking up the ramp, and I do believe this is probably to Air Force One. This was done at 1:53 a.m. So let me go to post 1:53. This is November 14, 2017. This is what it says. For the coming days ahead, ask yourself an honest question. Why would a billionaire who has it all, fame, fortune, a warm and loving family, friends, etc., want to endanger himself and his family by becoming POTUS? Why would he want to target himself and those he cares about? Does he need money? Does he need fame? What does he get out of this? Does he want to make the U.S. world a better place for his family and for those good and decent people who have long been taken advantage of? Perhaps he could not stomach the thought of mass murders occurring to satisfy Moloch. Perhaps he could not stomach the thought of children being kidnapped, drugged, and raped while leaders, law enforcement of the world, turn a blind eye. Perhaps he was tired of seeing how certain races, countries were being constantly abused and kept in need, poor and suffering, all for a specific purpose. Perhaps he could not, in good conscience, see the world burn. Why, hours after the election, did seven people travel to an undisclosed location to hold a very private, highly secured, guarded meeting? Why didn't Hillary Clinton give a concession speech? When was the last time a presidential candidate didn't personally give a concession speech? Trump never did. Isn't that interesting? He never conceded. What happens if the border remained open and the mainstream media continued to brainwash? At what point do patriots and hardworking men and women become the minority? What about voting machines? What about voter ID laws? Photo ID, when is it necessary and must be presented? Make a list, laugh, reconcile. Would the chances of defeating evil grow less and less with each passing year? What does red line mean? Why again were the arrests made in Saudi Arabia so very important? That was Wonderland. What strings were immediately cut? Follow the money. When does a bird sing? Now, this is coming from Catherine Herridge. The outer perimeter of fencing around the Capitol complex will be removed over the weekend. Acting Sergeant at Arms Timothy Blodgett told members and staffers in an email today. Blodgett said USCP told him there does not exist a known credible threat against Congress or the Capitol complex that warrants the temporary security fencing. The inner perimeter around the Capitol itself will remain to make necessary security repairs to the Capitol building. So the fences, they're going to start taking them down. Remember, 11.4 is actionable. That's very interesting. And then we come to find out that Jason Miller reported that Trump is creating a new social media platform that will completely redefine the game and will be ready in 2 to 3 months. Isn't that springtime area? Trump is coming back into the picture. He'll be able to use social media. Now, is this Mike Lindell's vocal platform? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. But we knew, and we've known for a very long time, that they were creating a social media platform. Remember, Q has told us this, a video platform, a platform that acts like Twitter. Wait, didn't Mike Lindell say there was going to be a video platform and a Twitter platform? I do believe so. I wonder if it's one and the same. We're going to be hearing from Trump very, very soon. Why now? Why? Because it's about to begin. Remember, Trump has been waiting for the right moment. Trump has been waiting for the trigger to be pulled. And when he knows when it's going to be pulled, he knows that Durham is in the background. And they've been waiting for the fences to come down. Trump wanted to show the world the deep state. The world is now seeing it. Get ready. It's about to begin. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.